You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
But let's start the show off on the right note. Let's start by taking a look at the markets and how they've been moving throughout the day. Yesterday was a torrid day. Today was a little bit better, depending on, again, which side of the market you sit on. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, Skulk Lowe, to take a look at the market movements throughout the day and see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Skulk. I would say it's lovely to speak to you, but the Rand's at 18 Rand 20 and can't go away for Christmas, and it's your fault. How are you, Skulk?
your glass is so half empty, Jimmy. Come on, let's look at this market for a second. I mean, we've got a market that's 60 basis points up, and usually when we sit around here, you sort of give me a very, very hard time about markets being negative. Yes, we do have the Rand that's being negative. I don't think South Africa is to blame in this sense. I mean, this case, we do have Trump now coming out of the blocks. We know that his first presidential speech will only really come through on the 20th of January next month. But you already saw yesterday that it's all danger talk coming from his side. You know, sort of reprimanding Mexico already yesterday, stating that, well, that's it. I mean, he's going to slap tariffs 25% on Mexico, and he's going to be slapping 25% tariffs on Canada, and until they be able to manage the actual immigration laws from their side. Now, this is unbelievable. He sort of solved the problem of the 2016 wall that he wanted to build, this time by just a simple tweet, because hell, I mean, all hell broke loose. The Mexican president already said he's going to do everything in his power to sort of look after this. And suddenly markets are a little bit nervous again. You know, we know South Africa, you know, the U.S. is quite a big trading partner for South Africa. And yeah, that was one of the main reasons, I would say, why the Rand actually lost a bit of ground today.
Oh, we're back to getting all of our market information from the X platform. Donald J. Trump, we knew this was coming. We knew this was going to happen. I didn't expect it so soon, though, Skulk. I thought he'd at least wait until he was inaugurated officially before causing havoc. But it seems that is not what Donald Trump would do. I suppose it's my own fault for believing that he would behave rationally the second time around, right?
Come on, we all wish that they would do this. I mean, this has kept life so much more interesting, having him there. Yeah, I think, even to the listeners out there, you know, we sort of lighthearted about this comment. And I think the most important thing is what's the real implications? Now, you know, we know he mentioned quite a few things with the build-up with this election process that he had quite a few promises he made. One of these, you know, was this tariffs. And I know one of the promises he also made is he's going to be the president that's going to bring inflation down. He's going to be that president. Well, I'm looking at this, and let's forget about the tax cuts that he's planning. Let's forget about, you know, those type of things. Let's focus on the tariffs. If you're going to be raising tariffs, I mean, we're talking about 25% immediately on countries already, you know, Canada and Mexico. He's already mentioned that he's going to hit China with tariffs 10%. I'm unfortunate going to be differing, you know, with him. This is definitely going to be inflationary. And I would say this is a little bit worrying for me for 2025, because we already sort of braced ourselves. Now, September this year, we had the first rate cut from the US. We also had in South Africa. And we were sort of looking towards 2025, stating that we're going to have a few rate cuts and all will be fine. Now, If you know, these Trump trade or these Trump promises, you know, tariffs, rate cuts, those type of things is going to come into fruition, this is going to be a problem. Why? Because remember, a lot of American agricultural, also, well, I'm talking about the immigration laws. Sorry, the immigration laws. A lot of these immigration laws state that the Americans use the Mexicans and the Canadians to come and work in the agricultural and let's call it building and construction. If that's just going to diminish, that's going to be an interesting factor. If there's going to be enough people that's going to be able to do the jobs, and if they're going to be happy with only 2.5% salary increases per annum, I think it's going to be an interesting year 2025. I think I'm going to be definitely setting my alarm for the 20th of January to listen to the first, let's call it Trump, speech.
Well, Skulk, the logic does support your argument in that if we have a simple economics lesson here, if you impose a tariff on something that is imported, then the importer is the one paying the tariff. So US companies will pay the tariffs and then pass that on to US consumers. So it will only create an inflationary environment inside the US and very little inflationary pressure outside of the US. But that's a story for another day. Skulk, I want to take a look at Pepkor before I let you go. They gave us an update on their performance. They own the likes of Pep, Ackermans, Refinery, Techie Town, Shoe City, and a bunch of other assets within that business. How was the year for them?
Wow. I could just go, wow. Because this is until end of September. And I'm going to get you back to why that's important. This is just sort of following up on Mr. Price that we had, I think it was last week, Jimmy, if I'm not mistaken. Mr. Price had a similar announcement or similar report. And they also, you know, sort of shot the lights out. If I can recall, Mr. Price, after their announcement, the share price rose close to 8% that day. You know, Pepkor today, you know, just shy of 5%. In an environment where we, like you mentioned, where the rand actually weakened. So what happened? I mean, they actually mentioned that their results were really, really good. I mean, revenue increased by just shy of 8%. You know, the earnings were looking good, really good. Dividends increased. But I think the most important thing for me currently, and Mr. Market is telling us, is we are now starting to feel the effects of this whole two-pot system. You know, Mr. Price mentioned it back then, two-pot system. Jimmy, I've already heard figures like over 50 million rand being, you know, withdrawn through the two-pot system. Now, that you know, a few, let's call it people that's way more intelligent than I am, has mentioned that at least half of that money is going to find itself into the retail system. You know, things that people are going to be buying for Christmas, buying for themselves. I want to be naughty. I'm going to be really naughty because that implies that half of them will be, you know, paying off their debts. I think it's going to be way less. I think more people are going to be spending their money with the likes of the Pepkors, the Mr. Prices, these retail companies that we're currently seeing. And it's definitely evident in the share price movements, and it's definitely evident currently in the likes of the let's call it the financial results.
Well, you only live once. Black Friday is coming up this week. Skulk says spend all your money. That's not what he's saying, but he is reflecting on the numbers. Thank you so much, Skulk, as always, for the time and for the insights. Lovely to chat to you. Skulk Lowe of PSG Old Oak joining us to take a look at the market movements, some company news, as well as what's been driving some of the market sentiment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.